Next item is subdivision 2007-5, David Edwards, as a preliminary.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we grant preliminary approval of subdivision 2007-5 for David Edwards based upon the record and for the following reasons. The proposed subdivision generally meets the purpose of the subdivision ordinance in that it protects orderly growth of the county. The proposed subdivision is also within the county's environmentally sensitive developing area, and it is in an area that is developed with similar single-family communities. As a cluster subdivision in the environmentally sensitive developing area, the project is permitted to have minimum lot sizes of 7,500 square feet. The subdivision has a proposed density of 2.41 units per acre. And this includes 6 bonus lots under the county's bonus density trade ordinance, which must be approved by a 4/5 vote of county council. The proposed subdivision will be a restricted residential development and will not adversely affect nearby uses or property values. The proposed subdivision will not adversely impact schools, public buildings, and community facilities. The applicant has favorably addressed items set forth in section 99-9C of the subdivision code. Central water and sewer will be provided. This preliminary approval is subject to the following conditions. If approved by county council with a 4/5 vote, the maximum number of dwelling units shall not exceed 28, and the developer shall comply with all of the terms of Ordinance 1842. The applicant shall form a homeowners association to be responsible for the maintenance of streets, roads, buffers, stormwater management facilities, and other common areas. The development shall be served by central water and sewer. The stormwater management system shall meet or exceed the requirements of the state and county. The final site plan shall contain the approval of the Sussex Conservation District for the design and location of all stormwater management areas and erosion and sedimentation control facilities. As stated by the applicant, a 30-foot forested or landscape buffer shall be installed along the entire perimeter of the project. The final site plan shall contain a landscape plan for these areas. All entrances and roadway improvements shall be constructed in accordance with all the DLDOT's requirements. A system of street lighting shall be provided throughout the project. Sidewalks shall be installed as shown on the preliminary site plan. The street design shall meet or exceed Sussex County standards. Street naming and addressing shall be subject to the review and approval of the County Mapping and Addressing Department. The location for a school bus stop shall be coordinated with the local school district's transportation manager. The location of the bus stop shall be shown on the final site plan. And last, the final site plan shall be subject to the review and approval of the Planning and Zoning Commission.
Second.
So moved and seconded to approve subdivision 2007-5, David Edwards, for the reasons and with the conditions stated. All those in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Carried.